Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair and the Saints Happy Hour podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast featuring Dave Cariello, Andrew Juge, Ralph Malbro, and when he decides to show up, Kevin Held. We are the perfect blend of Saints sincerity and stupidity.
Is Patrick Robinson going to become a verb of like Saints players that leave and come back? We'll be like, oh my God, is he going to Patrick Robinson it?
The Saints just got Robinsoned.
And now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour podcast. Dave, I had to play the Patrick Robinson open because the Titans, they got P-robbed yesterday, did they not?
They got Robinson down the middle of nowhere.
It was beautiful. Patrick, 2017 Patrick Robinson has showed up to save the Saints in their time of need with all their secondary injuries just in the nick of time. Everybody, welcome to the show. Big show tonight. Andrew's shit-faced drunk. He may or may not join us. Dave is going to join us for a limited time, then has to get back to his Christmas party. Of course,
well, I'm
Dave,
sticking around at least and until Andrew gets on here, because I have to hear how wasted he is.
So we'll get to the Saints game in a second. But of course, as we do this podcast live, thanks for everybody for joining us on the live stream. We'll have the breaking news sounder throughout as the Saints are watching Minnesota play Green Bay. Kirk Cousins is currently shitting the bed. Minnesota is going to biff this all over the place. They have three turnovers. They've collected three turnovers. They lead 10-9. But we'll get to that as we go. Dave.
They've got the Vikings have the ball right now.
Yeah.
They're driving. They're matriculating.
Matriculating down the field. So, Dave, yesterday was just a gigantic win. Kamara was back. Jared Cook was doing fun things. Patrick Robinson was doing amazing things. I panic tweeted when they were down 14-0. That shit looked bleak.
I'll bet you did. Yeah, they look like a team that's gonna be one and done in the playoffs in the first half. Like I'm watching the first half. I was at Urban South with some friends, and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking the whole time the first half. I'm just picturing them losing in the wild card round of the playoffs at home in the Superdome, like just with some garbage play. Like, but I mean, fortunately, I don't know if the field had anything to do with that. The field was absolute garbage. I was listening on the way over to Urban South. I was listening to Deuce and Zach, and I mean, Deuce was like, "This is garbage," and Zach was even said he was surprised that it's an NFL field, like they even allow that. So I don't know if that had anything to do
with
it. Why
is that? Like, what was the reasoning for it?
I don't know. But
are they playing like high school championship games on that shit Friday night or something?
I don't know. But obviously the second half was a whole other ball game, and you know, they got some momentum. They were able to capitalize, and you know, they look like a team that they look like the opposite of the team that I was worried about in the first half. They look like a team that can. It's always great to see your team go down, get down by 14 points, and not panic and be able to turn it around and come up with what honestly turned out to be a fairly convincing win. I mean, I thought, you know, it wasn't like once they took the lead, that was it. It was never.
Yeah, like once it got to be 24-14, I didn't stop watching or click around to the red zone or anything like it was week four. But I felt completely comfortable that they were going to win. The interesting thing was with the game was the defense was either spectacular or spectacularly terrible. Like, they were down 14-0, and I felt like the defense was holding them in the game, even though they stunk to start. The defense was holding them together, waiting for the offense to kick it into gear. Cook got the touchdown and made it 14-10. And then they get up 24-14, and you're like, okay, they're gonna stroll. And then they're back to giving up big plays. And my wife, you know, it was just... she was just in a rage over how Tannehill was playing good, and she kept saying, "How come he never did that for the fucking Dolphins?"
He's been awesome the last 6 weeks of the season.
He was the highest rated quarterback for a while. I mean, he looked tremendous yesterday. He holds on the ball. He holds the ball too long, but he looked good. And they didn't even have Derrick Henry. And he still looked good. Tennessee's going to be a pain in the ass.
They could have used Derrick Henry. If Derrick Henry was in that game, it could have gone a little differently.
Yeah.
When Tennessee's up 14-0, and you add in Derrick Henry, who can start pounding the ball, killing clock, eating up clock, that that game could have gone differently if they had Derrick Henry. So
I'm telling you, they're going to get in the playoffs, and they'll probably play Kansas City, and they beat Kansas City at home. I'm going to be tempted to take Tennessee in a playoff game on the money line, but that's neither here nor there. The other thing with this Saints game, Dave, is, you know, me and Andrew talked about it on the Grades podcast. You should check it out. $7 a month. You get your daily podcast needs for the Saints. It's beautiful. The thing that was so concerning to me when they were down 14-0 is not just that they were down 14-0, but it was how. You know, it wasn't like they gave up a pick six and Tennessee picked up a fumble and it was two, like, crazy plays. Their offensive line was getting their ass handed to them for a good most of the first half. And to go from that to scoring 31 points by the end of the third quarter, it was one of the really tremendous turnarounds that I can remember the Saints doing in a while.
I mean, they look like a bad, bad football team in the first half. I mean, like you said, the offensive line was getting beat up. I mean, the defense was, it looked like 2012. It looked like
yeah, 2007. Tennessee's running reverses. Dude's no one near him.
Yeah. I forgot what that was like. I mean, it's been so long since they've been that bad.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
feel good about that. But yeah, I mean, they looked like a terrible, terrible football team in the first half. And I don't know what the hell Peyton said in the locker room at halftime or you know, what it was. But and you know, the other thing too was like Breeze showed more frustration and emotion than I feel like he normally does.
He did.
He was at least on two plays he looked visibly upset. One on the touch on the throw to the end zone, back of the end zone.
Are we live?
We are.
Oh my God, you are wasted. and then I don't know. There was another one, but anyway, he looked. He did not look happy out there for a good part of it.
Andrew, how drunk are you right now?
I'm not sober.
Okay, good answer.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
It is.
No,
because
it's actually the best day of my life as long as the Vikings win.
Well, that's Cousins not going to happen. You are drunk.
Shit show.
They're winning.
Right. Well, of course they are.
They have two first downs and 25 yards passing. Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ.
How long ago did you guys start the show?
9 o'clock, 9:05, just like we do every single goddamn week.
Yeah.
That was like 7 minutes ago, right?
Yeah, like, you know, like 7 minutes. So here's the thing, Andrew. We were talking about the offensive line and how they turned it around. Do you worry about this offensive line more or less because of the two polar extremes you saw yesterday?
What are the two polar? Oh, you mean the first quarter versus
I mean the first
else?
Quarter being a shit show and then them totally dominating the rest of the way. Less, well, the second half.
Less. You have two injured players that are both guards. Andres Pete, Larry Warford, neither of them played. You know, I mean, look, we're in the middle of this game, Packers-Vikings. This means a lot to all the questions you're probably asking, starting with offensive line health, where you get a bye that gives Andres Pete and Larry Warford a week to rest. So it's kind of a huge deal. And those guys get healthier if they get a week off. So this game means a lot.
Breaking news, Kirk Cousins is a fucking fraud. So, but
if you can play the breaking news thing again, I'm intoxicated.
So, Dave, Kamara looked amazing, and he was catching a lot of crap from Saints fans the last couple
weeks. He looked
amazing.
There was the one. Oh, that was when Breeze looked frustrated.
Yeah, Breeze was like, what are you
doing?
That was
when Breeze looked frustrated. Yeah, when even Breeze was like, why are you not – this was just for context. This is the pass to Kamara along the sidelines, and he had room to make a move or do something, and he ran out of bounds instead of turning it upfield and getting at least a few extra yards. And even Drew – I mean, me at the time, I was yelling at the television, and I was surprised to see Drew doing the same thing. But obviously, that's picking nits. Overall, obviously, Kamara had a great game. Let's not forget about the block he had on what was that Jared Cook's touchdown. He did a great job blocking the downfield defender. So,
and Patrick Robinson. Don't forget Patrick Robinson.
I think
people in the chat room brought it up. The most important thing that we need to talk about is your son Andrew looked amazing.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about that.
You mean that?
I still can't.
Dave.
Believe. Okay. No. Look,
little Jordan Humphrey can take a seat.
Andrew,
sit down.
All hail King Andrew, knower of all things, undrafted free agents. We all bow to your greatness there. I just cannot believe I was talking about this yesterday with somebody. I cannot believe that. Granderson
How
was
inferior you are in picking
No. Shut up. How are you drunk? Do you know how to work the mute button on your thing? so that Granderson was in jail They kept him on the roster through training camp, kept him on the roster after training camp through cuts, after he was
the
out
Saints
of jail.
Trust my leadership. They trust my parental guidance.
They trust your loins. That's what they trust.
Not only that. Well, but they could have. It could have been a bad decision. It could have blown up in their face. Granderson could have come out to be nothing, but he's winding up.
Yeah,
being
you know what? If it was Dave Cariola's son, they probably would have cut him if it was Dave Cariola's son.
I mean, honestly, Granderson could be like their greatest undrafted free agent acquisition. I mean, I know like you're talking about like Pierre Thomas and all that, but I mean, but to stick with a guy when he doesn't even play in training camp.
Well, here's
keep him on the roster. You keep him on the final roster, and you keep him on the team.
Here's the question, Andrew. What does Granderson, your son, have to do in the playoffs to become the greatest UDFA in Saints history?
Ask the question again.
What does your son, Carl Granderson, have to do in the playoffs to become the greatest UDFA in Saints history?
Make one tackle.
One. I think one. Dave, Shy Tuttle and Granderson had a UDFA party on Ryan Tannehill's face. It was tremendous. But I was trying to think, Dave, when Tennessee, they went no moss with Deontay Harris, and they just refused to kick to him at the end. Can you remember a time when did a team do that when Michael Lewis was a returner for the Saints? Or you don't go back that far. Andrew, can you remember that?
No, I go back. I go back that far, but I don't have a crazy recall of all the plays from back in those days.
I'm just trying to remember if Michael Lewis ever had a moment where teams were just like, we're not kicking to you. He had a big game against the Redskins when Spurrier was there, and he had a monster game. He had a monster game against the Vikings one time, but I don't think they ever like just refused to kick to him on kickoffs, you know? Like squib it, you know? Andrew, I know. I like saying no mas.
I mean, Tyron Hughes maybe had that.
Yeah, Tyron Hughes. But it's tremendous how good he is, Dave. The other thing.
Well, he made the Pro Bowl, so obviously he's the best.
I mean, I can't believe none of us adopted him in the summer.
Well, Deontay?
Yeah, like. That would have been a better call than Granderson. Although Granderson being in jail and making the team for comedy purposes cannot be topped. So Michael Thomas just is unbelievable.
The greatest ever.
Better than Colston? Let's talk about it right now. Better than
yes.
Colston?
The answer is yes.
Wow.
Is he the best? If he never plays another down for the Saints, is he the best receiver in Saints history?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Including convicted felon Joe Horn?
Yes.
Poor Joe Horn. Doing insurance fraud, former Falcons.
He is more the best receiver than I want to punch Jeff Duncan in the face. I don't even know if that makes sense, but
I mean,
you get the idea.
It always makes sense to punch Jeff Duncan in the face. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. It makes more sense to say that Michael Thomas is the best receiver in Saints history than it would for me to punch Jeff Duncan in the face, which is always a thing that we should.
Dave, if the Vikings fall behind and Andrew vomits live on this podcast at the same time, would it be the greatest moment in show history?
Greatest moment in show history.
Too late. I just did.
No, you didn't. breaking news, though. Vikings or Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins just converted a 3rd and 18.
And he got hurt. Stephon Diggs.
Yep. and Diggs now is limping off the field. But they got the
We're
first
still
down
winning 10-9, right?
Yeah, okay.
Let's go.
Let's go, Vikings.
I don't know if I would say
let's fucking go.
I mean, you're not a Vikings fan. You
don't need to say, I am. Skull, bitch.
Is it? I mean, to have to root for Minnesota and then Seattle. Not only root for Seattle, Dave, we're going to have to root for Seattle and Marshawn Lynch. They have brought his old fat ass out of retirement because they literally are like the 2010 with running backs. They have none.
Now, wait a minute. He hasn't officially come out of retirement, right? He just was taking a trip there and they were going to talk about it.
What's there to talk about? They don't have any running backs.
They need to talk about how much they're going to fucking pay Marshawn Lynch to come back. That's what Marshawn's going up there to talk about. How much are you fuckers going to pay me?
That's true. I mean, it'll just be weird. It'll just be weird. So, Chauncey...
I'm telling you right now, I have a gut feeling that we're going to get the first... We're going to get a bye. I have a gut feeling that we are going to get... The first or the second seed, and we're going to get a bye.
I mean,
yeah, because the Vikings are going to win this game. Skull.
Do you? Well, that's a good question. Do you feel like? I feel like for the Saints to win the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl, they need a bye.
Oh, but, breaking news! Kirk Cousins just threw a freaking interception in the.
Of course he did. It's Monday.
That
night.
Throw was horrific, and Dave,
your
TV is like 5 seconds ahead of mine, I guess.
Is it at least deep in Packers territory?
No. Yes, it was until he returned it.
So it's like an arm punt? We'll take
God.
The arm punt.
No,
it was just a YOLO to Stephon Diggs in double coverage. God, I hate Kirk Cousins so much.
God.
They were driving, too. I was feeling really good about that drive. I don't know how Vikings up this shit. I couldn't be a Vikings fan.
I mean,
and you assholes were complaining about Teddy Bridgewater earlier this year. Shame on you.
He was on the Vikings.
He was.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, how much would the Vikings kill for Teddy Bridgewater right now, if we're being honest?
Instead of having to pay Kirk Cousins $27 million?
Instead of making Kirk Cousins the highest paid quarterback in the history of the league.
He was, but he's not anymore.
He was when he signed that deal.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
So, we'll get back to the Saints in a moment, but we have to discuss a serious matter. I don't know if this person is a fan or... I would assume they are because Zane Harley Gray invited me to his wedding. He sent the invitation to Channel 4 and they forwarded it on to me. He invited me to, it's in Moss Point, Mississippi. Jenny Catherine Bell and Zane Harley Gray request the pleasure of your company at the celebration of their marriage Saturday, the 22nd of February, 2020 at 5 in the evening, Pelican Landing Event and Conference Center. So, Zane, I don't know if you're listening or you're a huge fan.
I'm fucking pissed. What's so special about Ralph? Why wasn't I invited? Dave, why were you invited?
What's so great about
Ralph?
No, I got one too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'm insulted.
Wait, Dave, you seriously, you did get an invite?
No.
Freaking bitch.
So, I mean...
No, I didn't get one. How do you know that it was Zane that sent it? How do you know it was the...
Zane, your wedding would have been so much better if it was me and Dave and not Ralph.
Is it a plus one
extra arm at your wedding?
Yeah. Is it a plus one? Can I bring Andrew and he could destroy your open bar? But
maybe
thanks, Zane. I can't
Ralph
attend.
Ralph could bring a good arm.
I can order a drink with the good arm, pass it to you, then order another one, and we can just double fists, and then we can be on the Twitter and the TikToks, me and you just drunk and shirtless, just cutting it up on the dance floor.
The way I see it, you ruined your wedding, pal. You could have invited me, Dave, basically anyone but Ralph, but you decided to invite Ralph. and that's on you. Your wedding's going to suck. It was going to be a great day. Now it's going to be a rainy day.
Wait, how do we know? How do you know it was Zane that sent it?
It could have been Jenny. Okay. Jenny Catherine Bell. That's a very regal sounding name. But I appreciate the invite.
Where's the wedding? In Nola proper?
No, Moss, Mississippi.
No, it's in Moss Point, Mississippi.
Moss Point.
Oh, wow.
I can't attend, but I'll send you a koozie and a t-shirt. How about that? I've got 70 of them left over. Send me you and your lovely bride size, and I'll get them to you.
Well, maybe they don't even like the podcast. They sent it to Channel 4. Maybe they like your morning interview with Paulson. Maybe they hate Paulson. Maybe they
first
hate
of all, they shout like out to stick it shout to out to Hoot at RVA from Richmond, Virginia. That's about an hour away from Charlottesville. So, Hoot at to you. I would love to know in the chat where you watch the games in Richmond. Just curious about that. And then my dad says Hoot at from Uptown. So where is my dad? Where is he? Where are you in Uptown?
Go make sure wherever Andrew is, he gets home safe, because he's...
Yeah, well, I'm in Baton Rouge. I'm going nowhere. I'm going to bed as soon as this is done.
But here's a good...
The Vikings win this game.
Here's a good question, though. Do you... And I want you both to answer. Dave, and I'll start with you. Do you feel like the Saints need home field to get to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Before we got sidetracked with my wedding invite.
Honestly, I do. They're just a way better team. They showed the graphic yesterday during the game. They're 7-1 at home in the playoffs, and that one, of course, is the no call. So really, they should be 8-0 at home. And I mean, excuse me. It's just they're unstoppable at home in the playoffs. They're more comfortable. Obviously, home crowd is better.
But do you feel like they need to be
if they have to play? If they have to play away, they're going to have.
Hold on.
They're
going to
have to
play. Stop it. So there's one thing that we need to talk about: the elephant in the room, which is that what's the announcer's name? The ESPN guy that's always talking about the Saints being terrible on the road. What's his name?
Tessitore?
No, Colin.
Cowherd.
Yes, Cowherd.
Cowherd. He's at Fox now.
Yeah, he hit on the narrative that the Saints can't win on the road. The Saints, by the way, have the best road record in the NFL the last 3 years. Over the last 3 years, there's not one team in the entire league that's better than the Saints. So when you make these statements that the Saints can't win on the road and they're down 14-0 and you jump to conclusions right before they win by 10 points and cover the spread, maybe you should, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. It's not so much – for me, Andrew, it's not so much that they can't win on the road. I worry that that they can't win three games because of the way their roster is.
Because they're one game in.
Well, yeah, they will if they don't get home field or they don't get a bye.
If they don't get home field, they play one at home, and then they got to play the next two away. And, I mean, yeah, they can win on the road, and they can even win in the cold. They've beat Philadelphia in Philadelphia. But... it's just like, I think like Ralph said, they got to do it twice in a row. And I sure as hell don't want to go to Seattle. And I'm not so much for the weather, but for the hostile environment. And I sure as hell don't want to go to Green Bay where it's going to be zero fucking degrees.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's no chance the Saints lose in Seattle.
Well,
none.
I'm just going to say this. Statistically, it is 100%, they have a much better chance of going to the Super Bowl statistically.
Seattle's not winning a playoff game. Seattle's losing in Philadelphia.
Fair enough. But to me, and every year is different. Like, I remember when the Saints made the playoffs in 2011, and I was like, they cannot beat the Seahawks. They just can't. Or, no, I'm sorry.
2013,
Was that 2012?
2013, yeah.
I was like, yeah, they're going to go to Seattle. I my level of confidence was – they can't beat that team. But if they go to Green Bay and have to face the Packers, they have to go to San Francisco and play that team. to me, like, those teams are not so much.
Saints are officially the 3 seed now. Green Bay just scored.
Whatever, the Vikings are still going to win.
Continue, Andrew.
I just think any team that is in the NFC is not so much superior to the Saints that they can't win. They can go into Seattle, San Francisco, or Green Bay and beat any of those teams. I really believe that.
To me, it's not so much that they can't beat any team. I think you're 100% correct. I just think they need the week of rest, and I don't want them playing 3 games. I think for this roster, the way it is right at this moment, they need a week off, and they need to only have to win 2 games to go to the Super
Bowl. Well, Kirk Cousins needs to pull his head out of his ass.
I mean, Jesus, Kirk Cousins. It's just – so just fucking Minnesota, they're falling apart. So, Dave –
it looked like Kirk Cousins and Stephon Diggs were having a heated exchange on the sideline after – that interception that Cousins threw.
Was he telling Kirk Cousins to stop being a trash can?
Are the Packers going for 2?
They are, and they did, and they got it.
17-10 Packers with a few minutes remaining in the third quarter.
Jesus.
Yeah. So like Ralph said, it's over. Third round. Third. We're playing 13. On the first weekend. Saints are playing on the first
because
weekend.
Because Seattle has like 4 healthy people on their roster. But
at least Kirk Cousins is one of them. Russell Wilson.
Dave, Jared Cook, he's only going to have like about 45 catches, but he's going to get 700 yards. Has he delivered exactly what you hoped he would?
I mean, we probably, if you were a good host, you'll go back to our preseason episodes and you'll pull our predictions. I'm sure you've got everything marked. I'm sure you've got all the audio marked.
Dave, so I was too busy ripping wedding music off of YouTube.
So you know exactly where to go to look for that. So if you were a good host, you'd go back and find where whatever we predicted for Jared Cook, because I'm sure we made some kind of predictions. But anyway, no, that's pretty good. I mean, 700 yards, that's pretty damn good. I mean, the touchdowns have been great. I mean, obviously, he was not so productive beginning of the season, but he's come on as of late, and I'd rather him playing well now than week 2 or week 3. So, yeah.
Andrew, I know he's not
certainly
in your
top. Better than, who was it last year? Better than Watson and, you know, a retired Watson or Kobe Fleener.
Well, here's a question. Andrew, is he better than 2015 Ben Watson that caught 75
yes.
balls?
Well, maybe not consistency-wise. So I would say no in terms of week 1 to week 17. Just in terms of the landscape of the whole season. But if you're looking at his current form, you know, I think Watson was the king of like 6 catches for 74 yards, you know, just like a methodical stat line. Cook is way more of like the 3 catches for 84 yards and 2 touchdowns kind of guy right now, you know, over the last 5 weeks. So to me, Cook is more exciting, more dangerous, and you know, more stressful if you're a defense trying to game plan for him.
Dave, is he the best free agent signing the Saints had this offseason, or is it Malcolm Brown?
Malcolm Brown.
No?
Who else did they sign this offseason?
Malcolm Brown would be the only other one that – Nick Easton.
Unless you want to go Deontay Harris, who's –
Oh, what about Latavius Murray? They signed him, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with him.
You mean Ladavius?
Yeah,
Ladavius.
Well, that's why I'm going with him.
Yeah. The feed Ladavius people got real quiet in the second half. He was not He was not looking so good. They were like, nah, give it to Kamara.
That was a big L for the Ladainian.
Well, no. Because you know what? That's the way it should be. And I'm totally fine. If he's not the running back who looks like he's the guy who on that day, that night, if he's not looking like he's the hot hand and Kamara is, then go for it. Then it's Kamara. That's fine. I'm okay with them working it that way. That's the way I want it to work. But it seems like they're always way quicker to just keep feeding Kamara if it looks like he's doing well, as opposed to if Latavius Murray looks like he's doing well. They're a lot slower to come around and keep feeding him. That's my issue.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to me the question is, Andrew, did you see enough yesterday from Kamara to be like, he's back, he's going to be amazing?
Yes. No doubt. Yeah. I mean, it didn't take much, you know. All I really needed to see from him was the 40-yard house call to be like, oh, it's on. I always knew that deep in his underbelly, that was still a thing that was in there somewhere and just needed to be unearthed. So it was good to see it again, but I think we all know what he's capable of on any given Sunday. And if he gets healthy enough, I'm actually kind of excited about Sunday because, you know, he's going up against Christian McCaffrey, and obviously Christian McCaffrey's had a great season. And I think he should take it upon himself to one-up a premier back in the league.
God, Carolina's a shit show. We'll get to them. We'll get to them in just a minute. But
right, I'm staying on while Minnesota drives on this drive, and then I'm out of here
after this, goddamn it,
a touchdown here.
Kirk Cousins looks like a dude that you just want to punch in the face repeatedly. He looks like
he's kind of Jeff Duncan-y.
Kind of. I mean, I would say even more so, because he's like that.
No, that's not possible.
But here's the
You know, by the way, the Saints officially are scheduled to go to Las Vegas next year to play at the Raiders.
Yeah, they are.
And my wife,
I'm already planning on going to that.
My wife told me that I'm not allowed to go. So.
My wife told me the exact opposite. She said, we are fucking going because it's about time I had some fun off of this Saints bullshit that you do.
All right, well, let's all go, the three of us. Maybe Kevin can too, even though he's single. But can you guys convince my wife that it's a good idea to do this?
Dude, it's Vegas. It's Vegas. Get your in-laws to watch your kids.
Incentivized to go if it's like I'm going with my buddies who have wives and we're not gonna know.
I mean, I'm
do something inappropriate.
I'm bringing
my wife.
Oh, this isn't gonna be a swingers thing. I got the wrong idea about.
There's gonna be the
like,
only.
I'm out.
The only swinging Andrew's going to be doing is drunk from the sports book in Vegas from the rafters as he gambles away all the money he has in his bank account. But so Dave, if you go, you're going. Will you be going by yourself, or will you be bringing your lovely wife with you?
No, I would hope to bring my wife. I'd hope to go with like maybe another couple of another couple friend of ours. Also,
says that, but you know, in his mind, he's not meaning you, Ralph, and your wife, or me, or my wife.
Well, no, we had already.
No, he hangs out with the upper crust of New Orleans, Andrew, not us plebes.
I've already had this conversation with another friend of mine, but there's. This friend that I'm referring to, he's a big fan of the podcast, and he would love for you guys to tag along. It would be like one of those like fantasy camps, you know, when you go like you're a baseball fan or whatever, and you go play baseball with like the old time.
Let's be honest, he'd be tagging along.
Does he love the show enough to invite me to his wedding?
He's already been married for 10 years, so
what about his next one?
He would have. His next wife, yeah.
Yeah. So,
That's funny.
Before we get to...
But I have family in Vegas, so it's an extra excuse. happy to go. So I really would like to go.
So before we get to our prediction for the Saints-Carolina game, we got a bunch of questions from people.
Fourth and one. Should the Vikings go for this?
They are going for it.
They are?
Yeah, I must be ahead of you.
What's the greatest Christmas
miracle?
Let
me know, Dave, if they
Wait, hold on. No, they're not going for it. Were they trying to
What
draw them
a bunch of pansies.
They just called a timeout. I don't know what's going on.
Jesus.
I mean, there's plenty of time left, but their defense, they called a timeout. All right.
Biggest Christmas miracle playoff.
All right,
Carl Granderson
like said,
sack
this...
on a fourth down. Janoris Jenkins pick six. Taysom Hill throw to Drew for a TD. Or Ted Ginn catching a pass.
Wait, what was the question? I heard the
biggest
heard the
Christmas biggest Christmas playoff miracle for the Saints this year. Carl Granderson gets a sack on fourth down. Janoris Jenkins pick six. Taysom Hill throws a TD to Drew Brees, or Ted Ginn catches a pass.
I got it. Falcons win a game.
the Pelicans are so terrible. They just are. I'm gonna have to just accept that the league pass is a sunk cost and not commit 15 to 20 minutes to every Pelicans game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a killer too, because I loved meeting with the Bird Rights guys, Ollie especially, and Kevin Berrios. I mean, what great dudes. It was so fun meeting them and having a great time at the podcast show, but I feel sorry for those guys, man. They've got to put up with bullshit night after night. God.
Three, four times a week, man. I don't know how Ollie does it. He looks so young. Dave, this is a great question from JP. What would Michael Thomas have to do in a season to make trash Falcon fans have a reasonable take?
I don't know. Support Donald Trump. I'm out of here. Later.
Damn. Drops the mic. So the Vikings really did punt, huh?
Dave,
with a bunch of chumps.
He could have punted. I had one more thing. All right, me and Andrew are going to get out of here shortly too. It's too bad that this podcast, the Monday night game is going, of course, long, so we won't get to see the ending of the Minnesota game as this show goes on. But before me and Andrew make our picks for the Saints-Carolina game, guys, go to mybookie.ag, the best online gaming site anywhere, safest, most secure. You can bet on anything you want. I've got a parlay with Everton, LSU, and Minnesota in the works right now. I did that on MyBookie. It's great. You should too. MyBookie.ag. Right now, use the code CHAIR. You get 100% sign-up bonus. That's right. You put in 200, you get 200 extra to play with. So go to MyBookie.ag. Use the code CHAIR and get 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Terms and conditions apply. Andrew.
Yeah.
The Saints are a 13 point favorite Sunday in Carolina. I cannot adequately describe.
There is no spread under 50 that I would not bet on.
Carolina is an
sorry to cut you off, but if it was 49 or less, I'm betting Saints.
Dude, Carolina is an absolute shit show. Greg Olsen, who's been there forever, after the game, he said, he's like, this is embarrassing. Like, we don't care. Coaches are fired. We're not playing hard. Victor Butler punched a dude and got ejected and suspended. Like, they could give less shits about this game. The Saints really should put the fucking hammer to them and put them on the rack. And this game really should be over middle third quarter. No excuses. But
yeah, I'm taking the Saints. They're covering. Seriously, they're going to win by 50.
What was the game where Ditka's last game where Carolina needed to score as many points as possible in case of a tiebreak, and they scored like 50 something, and Ditka got so mad he scored and did an onside kick. just to like try to get their point differential down. Like it was fucking madness. But I was rooting. I was like, yes, Carolina, drop 70 on the Saints so Ditka can get fired into the fucking sun.
Newsflash, he got fired.
Yeah. Breaking news, Mike Ditka, not the coach of the Saints. Also, breaking news, I want fucking Kirk Cousins thrown in one of the 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. And I want him to be, not die, but I want him to have hypothermia, and I want him to think about what he's done to me tonight.
Oh, I disagree. Death is good.
So, here's the thing, man. People say Aaron Rodgers is this great and that. Dude, he's thrown less touchdowns than Drew Brees this year. And no, by the way, Drew Brees missed 6 weeks, basically. Just saying.
They don't scare me at all. I mean, I'm still hoping the Vikings can find a way to win this. It's looking worse and worse by the play. But, the Saints are superior to the Packers. I mean, it's bullshit if the Packers are better record-wise and they own the tiebreaker, because we all know who's the superior team.
Yeah. The Packers, every time I see them, they are just not – they just don't impress me at all. You know, we talked about me getting invited to a wedding. We talked about your UDFA son being amazing. We talked about Deontay Harris. We didn't really talk about Michael Thomas breaking – the record, but where do you think, before I make my game pick, Andrew, where do you think his season total for receptions is going to end up? Like, how many do you think he'll get Sunday?
I think he'll get 10 more. You know, why not? You know, he's already got 145. His average is like 10 catches a game. Regardless of how this game ends tonight, the Saints are going to have to play to win, so he's going to catch 10 more. So I think he'll finish.
I'm going to say, yeah, 155 is a nice round number. Who's Rylan asked in the chat room, who's worse, Cousins or Winston? I say Cousins, man, because at least Winston, Tampa Bay can hit eject. The Vikings have another year of Kirk Cousins. There you go, Minnesota, with a sack. So, Andrew, I'm going to say Saints 35, Carolina 10. Teddy Bridgewater is going to play most of the second half. That's how much of a blowout this game is going to be. My only concern is... You mentioned this to me. I thought this was insane. Carolina still gave McCaffrey 28 touches Sunday.
29
in a meaningless fucking game. So they are still going to feed him, and he's their entire offense, and they are going to feed him in a meaningless game, and that's slightly concerning, but I think the Saints will be okay. And look, even though Minnesota, they're not winning this. They're not winning this game because I don't see how Minnesota's going to be able to score 10 more points. But the Saints can still win Sunday, and they'll still get another shot. You root for Seattle against San Francisco. That's a really uphill climb, but it is at Seattle, and they're bringing Marshawn Lynch out. Maybe he can conjure up magic one last time and give them a couple touchdowns. Hell, Julius Jones scored a touchdown in a playoff game for the Saints, Andrew, while he was smoking cigs on the sideline. So
I saw it. It happened.
So anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. We got the grades podcast that me and Andrew did. That's already posted. We're going to do a preview probably tomorrow or whenever Andrew sobers up. But thanks for supporting us all year.
Give me like 3 days.
Yeah. Thanks for supporting us all year. You should be a patron if you're not. It's only $7 a month. You get a koozie, you get a magnet, and you get our undying love. So thanks to everybody for joining us. Thanks for Dave and Andrew for taking time out of their holiday parties while they were shit-faced drunk to actually do this show. I don't know how to end this. I won't say the bar is closed. Until next week, the bar is closed. I will say, and this will make me throw up in my mouth, go Vikings?
Go Vikings. Skull. I don't know how you say it. Skull.